In the mid-1970s, thousands of indigenous Hmong people started coming to the U.S. They were refugees from the Vietnam War. Many of them settled in Minnesota, now home to a large Hmong community. Ye Vang is part of this story. He came to the U.S. as a refugee, and today he's a chef specializing in Hmong cooking. But being a culinary emissary can get tricky. Here's reporter Nancy Rosenbaum of KFAI Radio in Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Her rice is ready to roll, brother.
It's a rainy, miserable afternoon, but Chef Ye Vang isn't complaining. He's cooking outside under a white tent.
We don't have much to complain about. Our parents had to cross the Mekong River to get here. A little rain never really hurt anybody.
Vang is Hmong and co-runs a catering business that specializes in Hmong cuisine. Today they're serving Hmong elders and younger people at a farm. Vang is prepping sticky rice, roasted vegetables, and grilled meats.
Grab the chicken out, and we can lay the chicken on.
Vang wants to share stories about the Hmong people through food. The Hmong have never had their own country, and for generations they lived as nomadic farmers in Southeast Asia and China. But Vang, who's 33, has spent most of his life in the Midwest. Eating cheese curds is part of his Hmong story, too. So as a chef, Vang has struggled to prove himself to some Hmong elders, who he says are skeptical of his take on traditional food. Case in point, two older Hmong farmers watch as Vang cooks chickens over a wood-fired grill. Soon, they start asking him questions. Vang translates the conversation for me.
What did they say?
They were like, oh, this isn't done. The flame's not big enough. It's like, how is this ever going to be done on time?
Vang's cousin and business partner, Chris Hurt, chimes in.
Is there more food?
Is this it? And, you know, like, I'm so used to it now.
So, like, if we were at a Hmong party, it would be, like, all of our aunts.
It would be all our aunts.
Telling us how to cook it.
Yeah.
Vang moved to the U.S. when he was about 5. His parents didn't speak English and held strong to Hmong traditions, including food. So while other kids played Little League, Vang's dad taught him how to butcher a pig and grill meat over an open flame.
To be given the tong to grill or flip the meat was like this huge kind of rite of passage. And when I was young, my dad, like, I think he had to run in and go grab something, and he handed me the tongs, and I was just like, what? And literally, I was just like, okay, like, don't mess it up.
Later, Vang worked at restaurants in the Twin Cities, and he's now trying to put his own stamp on Hmong cuisine, like adding beets to his dishes.
What do you have here?
We have a fire-roasted beets, carrots, and onions. So it's all root vegetables.
Even though many of the farmers Vang's serving tonight grow beets, Vang says that Hmong people usually don't eat them.
We get a lot of our own people will criticize and say, well, that's not Hmong food. Like, why would you use beets? Hmong people don't use beets. And I would challenge them, and I said, you know, when our parents and our grandparents lived in Laos and Thailand, they used what was around them because it was about survival. And us being here in the northern Midwest, wouldn't we do the same thing?
This is Hmong style, so
yeah.
Finally, it's time to eat. Vang wonders if the elders will appreciate his twist on Hmong food.
It's fun to watch the reaction in the face, like, especially with the older generation, especially like that roasted vegetable dish. It's just like, okay, like, so you're like, will they like it or not?
Before long, the food is gone, and some of the farmers return to the fields wearing bright headlamps. Vang stays behind and chats with his friend Tico. He tells her about his signature hot sauce. If you've eaten Hmong food, then you'll know that pepper sauce is key.
Tico, do you know what we call our hot sauce?
What do you guys call it?
We've labeled it a tiger bite sauce.
What? Dude, that's a bomb name.
It turns out that tiger bite has a particular meaning for Hmong people.
The literal translation of tiger bite is like the worst curse you can give somebody. It's like a bad word. Like, I can't even to this day say it in Hmong. And I still don't have the heart to tell my parents that it's called tiger bite sauce. I'm just like, oh yeah, it's just our pepper sauce. So weird. But a lot of our like non-Hmong speaking people are like, oh, I get it because it has a bite, right? We're like, yeah, because it's got a bite.
Vang wants to sell his tiger bite sauce. He also wants to open his own restaurant, just like his nomadic Hmong ancestors. He's looking for a permanent place to call home. For the world, Nancy Rosenbaum, Hastings, Minnesota.